It's a rivalry that goes back before any of us remember. It's one of the biggest rivalries in northern Arkansas and southern Missouri. The last meeting between these two teams, the Battle of the Border Tournament Finals in Mammoth Spring. Lady Bears would defeat Thayer by a final of 42-34. Now we get to see it all over again, and the Lady Bobcats are seeking revenge. The Lady Bobcats entered this game 8-5 on the season. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears 18-5. It will yet again be the Battle of the Border for both of these teams. It's a Wednesday night basketball showdown with the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the Thayer Lady Bobcats in a game that you do not want to miss. It's time for the Border War Showdown right here on K-Country 95 as we send it out to the broadcast booth at the Thayer High School where Mike has the call.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Thayer High School, the 46th annual Thayer Lady Bobcat Winter Classic. It's championship night as the Thayer Lady Bobcat single with the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Our game tonight brought to you by FNBC Community Bankers, Ozarka College, Main Street Boutique in Mammoth Spring, Ozarks Medical Center, Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic, Rutana Banana. In Mammoth Spring, the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, French Fish House in Mammoth Spring, Mammoth Spring Dental, Dr. Mike Kersey, North Arkansas Electric Cooperative, and the Mammoth Spring School District, along with Knox Orthopedic in Mountain Home, West Plains in Harrison, State Farm Insurance, Scott Cecil in Thayer, the FNBC Community Bankers, Allen Supported Living, the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, and Dr. Mike Kersey, Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove in Thayer, Shelter Insurance and Directman of West Plains, and the OMC Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains. We're about 5 minutes away from the tip-off. I'm the Red Bull Mike Grace. Mike Robertson joins me here high above the floor in the brand new floor here at Thayer High School. And Mike, this floor is absolutely gorgeous.
Looks really good. First chance I've had to see it. I'm impressed. I like it.
I like the checkers on the inlines.
I like the SCA across the lane and just all of the big T in the middle of the court.
Yeah, big T. Yep. Anyway. Brand new floor, and this is the first time we broadcast the game this year from the Thayer High School gym, as neither the boys or the girls here have played many home games. This will only be the girls' third home game this season, and the Thayer boys, well, counting last night, have played two all season long. So, anyway, I expect it'll be a good one tonight. Of course, these two teams, no strangers to each other, as Hayden said in the open. They played in the Battle of the Border Tournament Finals, a game that went to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. But the Lady Bears, as y'all know, they're down one cog in the Coach Scott Small's wheel, as Megan Upton is still down and, of course, injured in that accident last week. And we continue to say prayers for Megan and her family, everybody, to get better and get back out there.
Good to see Megan sitting right down here in front of us. She's on the bench for the Lady Bears tonight to cheer on her teammates. And
I had heard that she was at the ball game last night, and kind of an emotional night. But anyway, both these teams didn't play last night, so they're not coming in with any ring rust. And both teams, you know, we'll see who's in a little bit better shape back-to-back nights. And this one being a tournament championship, of course, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears got a big win over Armorell to wrap up the conference championship.
Well, they won the conference championship by virtue of Hillcrest losing last night to Maynard. Yeah, they'll play Hillcrest tomorrow, I think. I believe that's their final conference game, but so they beat them earlier in the year, and with Hillcrest already losing twice.
So they've clinched the title.
Right, Mammoth Spring has clinched the conference championship.
Yeah, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats got a non-conference win last night, albeit a tough one over at Bakersfield. They ended up winning the game by 15, but they actually trailed at the end of a quarter. So I think it's two teams, you know, for Mammoth Spring, it's kind of have to start over because somebody's had to step up and fill that spot left by Upton. And Chevelle Graves last night scored 20. She kind of stepped into that role.
She stepped in and did a great job. They said she really shot the ball well last night. Of course, Lauren Mitchell coming off a huge game last night, 33 points.
And for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, it was Shelby Corsi leading the way last night. She had 21. And Thayer Lady Bobcats, I believe, only scored 46 in the game. So the big junior in the middle, she was a force last night once she got it rolling. All right, we're going to take our first break. We'll be back with your starting lineups for tonight's championship game of the Thayer Lady Cats Winter Classic in just 2 minutes on Ecom Sports Network.
What are all the things you witness online in a day? Cats playing piano, selfies on your feed, your friend's picture being turned into a nasty meme that's been shared 50 times, 51. 52. When someone's being bullied online, it's hard to know what to do. Now you can speak up with the witness emoji. It looks like an eye in a speech bubble, and it's in the symbol section near the clocks in your phone. You'll let the world know it isn't cool, and you'll let your friend know you care. Learn more at eyewitnessbullying.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Imagine having your check deposited every month on time with no hassle and at no cost to you. Direct Deposit with Community First puts your Social Security, retirement, or payroll check directly into any of your Community First accounts. It's just as safe and secure as if you made the deposit in person. Make things easy with Direct Deposit at Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First. Member FDIC.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, in being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. Myself, along with Dr. Rawls and McConnell, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedics. See us at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Back here at the Thayer High School Gym, getting ready for the championship game of the Thayer Lady Cats Winter Classic, 46th annual, brought to you by Allen Supported Living in Thayer. We're getting ready for the starting lineups, and first up for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, they'll be wearing the blue uniforms tonight, trimmed in the white. It'll be Tara Godwin, number 11. Number 12, Lauren Mitchell, coming off of that 33-point game last night. Shelby Vangenhoven, along with Chevelle Graves and Lauren Skaggs for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. It'll be Maddie Curley wearing number 2. Shelby Corsi coming off a 21-point game last night, along with Avery Pierce, Katie Wade, and Journey Rowland for Coach Cecil Meyer and the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Of course, Scott Small, head coach of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Call it a border battle, call it whatever you want. It's always fun when the Thayer and Mammoth Spring, and I don't care if it's boys or girls, get together, throw out the records, throw out winning streaks and all that stuff, Mikey.
Exactly.
It's a battle.
Exactly. We had so much fun. You know, of course, got to do the finals of the Liberty Tournament with Thayer and Mammoth Spring. And now here we are, Thayer and Mammoth Spring again, this time the girls in the finals of the Thayer Winter Classic.
All right, we got just a little bit before we get things started. I don't want to mention some of our Bobcat Boosters, and the Boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply of Thayer and West Plains, Oregon County Cars in Thayer, Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley, along with River Country Chevrolet. So just some of the folks helping to bring you tonight's game here on the Ecom Sports Network. And I was going to say, we've mentioned some of what's going on later this week with our basketball schedule. Right now, it's kind of up in the air depending on what happens at the Big Springs Conference Tournament.
Right.
And you know, we have makeup games for Thayer this Saturday. And as the Thayer girls, not only a makeup game, actually, they've added a game to the schedule. They're going to play state-ranked Stratford.
Oh, boy.
Here at Thayer High School Saturday afternoon. The JV will start at 1 o'clock. So that's an opportunity, folks. one of the very best programs in the entire nation.
Exactly.
Is coming to Thayer this Saturday afternoon. And the Thayer Bobcat boys are going down to Pocahontas on Saturday afternoon. They'll start JV down there at about 4 o'clock. And that is a makeup from one that was scheduled earlier in the year, but neither team was ready to go because of football. So they canceled that when they're making it up this
Redskins
Saturday.
Redskins and the Bobcats. That'll be a good one on Saturday.
All right, both teams have taken the floor here. It'll be Shelby Corsi is jumping up against Lauren Mitchell. They are wearing the white trimmed and the green. Really good crowd on hand here on an early, early evening contest. And the tip is up, controlled by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Skaggs has got it out front. Actually, it's Godwin. Godwin springs on the right side to Vangenhoven. Out of the right side for Graves. Graves brings it out top around to Godwin. Godwin. Working to the right side. Thayer playing that 2-3 zone. Ball on top for Vangenhoven. Good ball movement here for the Lady Bears. They bounce it to the post for Mitchell. She has trouble with it. They get it back and gets to Godwin. Godwin going down low. Graves down the baseline. Or Skaggs, I'm sorry. Number 10, Skaggs has her shot blocked and goes out of bounds. And last night, Corsi, and I didn't keep track of them all, but she must have had a dozen block shots.
She got one early here.
And here's the inbound pass. It's going to be stolen by Avery Pierce for the Thayer Lady Bobcats, who are off on the run. Avery now back it out, take it to the top of the key, goes to, a nice move by Maddie Curley around the defense, but couldn't score, and the rebound taken down by Lauren Mitchell. Here come the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears up the right side of the floor. They'll swing it down in the right corner for Graves. Graves will give it back outside to Vangenhoven for three, and it's good. Shelby Vangenhoven hits one from downtown, and the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears break on top 3-0 here in the first minute. Thayer with the basketball. Avery Pierce gets over to Roland. Journey will back it out. Mammoth Spring playing a 2-1-2, and they are really stretching out on the floor. Thayer gets the ball down low. Now Corsi on the baseline. Her 12-footer is good. And that's what Shelby Corsi can do for you. Step out there 15, 18 feet. She even hit a three-pointer last night out of the corner. Here comes Mammoth Spring with a Graves out of the corner. Fires a long shot. That is no good. The rebound comes out long. Katie Wade's got it for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Thayer. Chance to take the lead for the first time tonight with a bucket. Mammoth Spring in that zone. Onto the ball. They got it down to Corsi on the baseline. Out top to Pierce. Pierce over to Katie Wade. Driving the baseline. Pulls up with a short jumper. In and out. No good. Bounced it too hard off the window. And the rebound controlled by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Number 11, Tara Godwin brings it across the timeline with 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Just swing it down the right corner to Graves. Graves down the bank and hold it on the baseline. Lady Bobcats jump on her. She'll kick it back out front. Now back to Godwin. Godwin into the lane. Going to get fouled on the drive. And will go to the free throw line and shoot two. Nice move by Tara Godwin. And the foul's on number 32. That is Corsi. Shelby Corsi for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. First foul on Shelby. And going to the free throw line, Tara Godwin. Number 11, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears senior. First one is up in off the back of the rim. No good. Both teams seem to be just a little bit tight.
A little cold.
Wound up just a little bit tight here going to the championship of the Thayer Winter Classic. Second free throw is up and good for Godwin. Well, first point of the night for Tara, and it's a 4-2 Mammoth Spring lead with just under 6 minutes to go in the first quarter. Thayer into the front court. Avery Pierce will swing it way down the left corner to Corsi. Back out to Curley. Curley gives it to Roland. Tries to penetrate. The Lady Bears cut her off. Back out to Roland. Out around the big T in the middle of the floor. Gives it back to Avery Pierce. Pierce to the top. Back over to Roland. Back to Pierce. Avery looking over the situation. Nobody getting open. Not a lot of movement away from the ball. They heard to give inside to Curley. Maddie curls in the lane. Shoots and scores. Maddie Curley ties the ball game at 4 points apiece with 5:22 to go in the first quarter. Here comes the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Tara Godwin. That's it down the right corner to Graves. Graves. Comes back out front. Got the ball there to Skaggs. Skaggs will give it right back to Godwin. The Lady Bears will reset the offense. Left side to Mitchell. Now down in the corner to Skaggs. Bounces it down to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven, one dribble. Kicks it out to Godwin. Fakes the three. Moves to the lane. Kicks it back out front. Got it there. Shot is up and no good. Rebound control by Journey Rowland for Thayer. Quick pass out to Curley. Running the floor up the left side. Gets to the free throw circle. Has to back it out. Gives over to Katie Wade. Wade over to Avery Pierce. There, bouncing to the right side. Ball stolen by Chevelle Graves. Chevelle off on the run. Going to the buckets. Going to get fouled. She'll go to the free throw line and shoot two. Nice play all the way around by Chevelle Graves. Good steal on the right side. And then the good move to draw the contact.
Chevelle coming off that nice game last night may give her some confidence. A big boost for the Lady Bears.
Foul on the Lady Bobcats, number 11, Avery Pierce, her first. And the first free throw is up and good for Chevelle Graves, her first point of the game. And gives the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears a one-point lead, trying to make it two. That one's good as well. So Graves hits them both. And it's Mammoth Spring up by two. 4.5 minutes to go in the first quarter here in the championship game of the Thayer Winter Classic. Thayer into the half-court set. They go to Curley in the lane. Pulls up a running one-hander. Bounces off the backboard. No good. Rebound up to Corsi. She puts it back up and in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Good job on the offensive glass by Corsi. Got inside position in the easy bucket. At least easy for me to say.
Yeah,
they were down there doing it.
It looked easy from here.
Sure did. Mammoth Spring with it. Mitchell has it out on the wing around to Graves. Now to Godwin. Tara cross-court pass to Vangenhoven. Hit a three from that far from there just a while ago. Have the give on the right side to Skag. She'll bring it back out front. The Lady Bears will reset the offense. Number 11, Godwin. Looking in the lane. Vangenhoven got open in the middle of the zone. Kicks it back out on the corner. Wow. There's a 3 second call, yeah.
Shelby kicked it out and then didn't get out of the lane. Yeah. She thought somebody was going to shoot it when she kicked it back out.
Well, I was kind of the impression she should have shot it.
I think she saw Corsi standing between her and the goal and was a little bit intimidated on that.
More than likely a foul, though. You got to shoot that ball 5 feet from the bucket. Here come the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Avery Pierce with it. Thayer trying to break a 6-all tie here with 3:30 to go in the first quarter. Lady Bobcats just holding it now out front. Coach Cecil Meyer trying to get set. He's trying to draw Mammoth Spring out of that zone.
A 3-2 zone that the Lady Bears like to play.
Yeah, 3-2 zone or 2-1-2 with the middle kind of being aggressive out front. Here's Corsi with a basketball for Thayer. Puts a shot up no good from 12 feet away. And a rebound is knocked around, finally taken by Roland for Thayer. Between a double team to the basket, count it, and one.
Lady Bobcats' first lead here.
Journey Roland with the bucket. And it'll go to the free throw line. Foul was on
Number two,
that is Chevelle Graves, her first for Mammoth Spring. And the free throw is up for Roland, a very good free throw shooter and the only senior on the Thayer Lady Bobcat basketball team. Gives the Thayer Lady Bobcats a 3-point lead now, 9-6 with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Mammoth Spring will walk it up. They get it left side, down in the corner from Mitchell. Lauren moves it cross court to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven top of the key, trying to back down Curley. Curley makes her give it up. Here's a pass in the middle, stolen by Corsi. Then she lost it and will get a held ball. And the possession will belong to the Thayer Lady Bobcats with 2:42 to go in the quarter.
That's the third turnover on the Lady Bears here through the first, 5.5 minutes.
2:40 to go in the quarter. Avery Pierce brings the ball to the top of the key for Thayer. Gives it over to Roland. Roland back out to Pierce and around to Katie Wade. Katie back out to Pierce. Thayer playing a lot of catch out around the perimeter. And there's a travel on Avery Pierce. Got in a little bit of a hurry.
Yep.
And that's the thing Avery is still trying to adjust to, playing at the varsity level. And she got to hurry up and slow down.
Yeah.
Got to hurry up and slow down, as Coach John Wooden would have said. Thayer now looking to put on that double team on the ball. Knocked the ball away from Vangenhoven, but she gets it right back. Swings it cross court to Graves. Graves down the corner to the Skaggs. Lauren dribble one time, passes over to Vangenhoven. Long passes all the way across court. Now back to Skaggs on the left side wing. They'll give it out front to Godwin. And Tara will back it out near midcourt and reset. We're under 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears really playing out way away from the basket. Skaggs back over to Graves. Graves down the right side to Godwin on the wing near the base or the sideline. Brings it back out to Vangenhoven. Back to Godwin for three, and it's good. Oh, Tara Godwin from Wade, she couldn't have went any further to the side. She'd have been out of bounds.
Ties it up at nine.
Ties it up at nine with a minute 32 to go here in the first quarter. Thayer, now they're going to switch it. They're going to bring Curley out to the two and send Roland down to the three. Thayer kind of overloading the left side of this zone. Taking their time, Lady Bobcats get it to Roland on the wing. Fades it out top to Pierce. Now to Curley, back over to Pierce. And now Katie Wade on the right side. Now to Roland in the lane, pulls up with a short jumper. That's short, no good. Corsi with a rebound, can't follow it in. And the rebound off the hands of the Lady Bobcats out of bounds. It'll be Mammoth Spring Bear basketball with 1 minute to go here in the first quarter. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats had the shot they wanted. Roland just didn't finish it. Here come the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, and they may hold for the final shot of the quarter here and take a lead into the second quarter.
I'm sure they don't want to get in any hurry here. Having that short bench, they don't really want to run a whole lot with the Lady Bobcats.
And Mammoth now working it around the perimeter. Oh, almost threw it away. It was saved out of the backcourt, but saved to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Avery Pierce with it. Gives it to Corsi. 10-footer, no good. And a foul on Shelby Corsi, and that's going to be number two. Shelby Corsi, I think a little bit frustrated that she missed that short jumper, Mike. She doesn't miss that shot very often. And then she went over the back trying to get the offensive rebound. Second foul of the game on Shelby Corsi, and that's big here in the final 30 seconds of the second or first quarter. Lady Bears with the basketball back. Fair. Golden opportunity to take the lead there and didn't get it done. Lady Bears with it in the corner. And it's Skaggs. Gives out to Vangenhoven. 11 seconds. Now to Tara Godwin. 9 seconds. Sets it on the right side. Got it down to Vangenhoven in the corner. I got the Godwin. Pass is stolen by Avery Pierce. Driving the floor up with the layup. No good at the buzzer, and that'll do it for our first quarter. Good quarter. We're tied at 9. Thayer and Mammoth Spring from the Lady Cats Winter Classic Championship. We'll be back in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on. State Farm Agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm Agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
When you need medical attention, know that Dr. Melissa Wright and nurse practitioner Sheila Marler at Ozarks Medical Center Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic are here for you with top quality, compassionate care. They offer family medicine for all ages in their state-of-the-art facility located at the corner of Nettleton and Highway 63. Arkansas patients can also make an appointment at their second location at 260 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Call 417-264-7136 for an appointment.
It's the 46th annual Thayer Lady Cats Winter Classic Championship, and folks are wondering why they scheduled a tournament championship on a Wednesday night. Well, this game was supposed to have been last week, but due to the weather and then, of course, the accident, they postponed it, and really the only night free on the schedule was to do it tonight, or the only thing that worked for both ball clubs. So here we are, and we're headed to the second quarter, tied at 9. Mammoth Spring will have the basketball to open the quarter, and they've got it in the offensive set. Tara Godwin, long pass cross court. Got over to Vangenhoven. Shelby Corsi, by the way, does start the second quarter with those two fouls. Those two fouls in the first frame could be big for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Godwin with it from Mammoth Spring. Got over to Vangenhoven. Three-point shot partially blocked. Comes up short. And a rebound control by Corsi. She'll leave the drive up the floor. Get the ball to Rowland. Now Thayer will set it. They go to Pierce at the top of the key. Back to Rowland. Journey dribbles it twice. Gives it right back to Avery. Avery Pierce back to Rowland. Now in the corner to Curley. Really out near the wing. Got it to Rowland at the elbow. Back out to Curley. Maddie dribbles away from the defense. Swings it right side now for Katie Wade. Wade outside to Pierce. Pierce top of the key. Swings it down to Curley. She likes that shot. She takes it. And it's good. Maddie Curley with a three-pointer. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats match their biggest lead of the game at 12-9 with 6:55 to go in the half. This game's going to go this way all night.
We hope so. It's fun to watch.
Fun to watch. We're going to get three-point leads. We're going to get lead changes all night long. This is just good high school basketball. If you're in the Thayer Mammoth Spring area, come on out. Plenty of time to watch the rest of this game. Mammoth Spring with a basketball. Vangenhoven on top. Over to Godwin. Godwin penetrates into the lane. Her shot blocked. Loose ball picked up by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Lauren Mitchell, Johnny on the spot that time to pick up the loose ball.
Place.
There comes Godwin over to Graves. Chevelle will give it up on the right side to Godwin on the wing. Holds it high, kicks it out top to Vangenhoven. Well, she wanted to catch and shoot that ball, but Avery Pierce was right there. Here's a cut to the bucket by Godwin. She gets the basketball up and under the defense. Shot no good. Rebound saved from out of bounds, and the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears have got it back. Here's Godwin in the left corner. Dribbles out to the wing. Rowland jumps out on it, prevents the shot. And the Lady Bears will reset the offense here with just under 6 minutes to go in the half. Ball to the right side for Lauren Skaggs. Skaggs will give it back out to Vangenhoven. Shelby, one dribble. Goes to Mitchell. Mitchell in the lane, driving, and she traveled. Yep, took a step before she got the dribble down.
Fifth turnover on the Lady Bears.
Lauren Mitchell turns it over there with 5:45 to go in the half. Fair Lady Bobcats with a chance to add to a three-point lead here. It's 12-9. Low-scoring game, and you might expect that in a championship. And both these teams really playing a little bit understaffed. Here's Avery Pierce to the elbow for Thayer. Gives it across the lane to Rowland. Her shot is up, no good. And the rebound controlled by Chevelle Graves for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. I'm not keeping track. I know you are, but it seems like the Lady Bears are leading the rebounding here early.
Actually, the Bobcats have more rebounds. I mean,
I guess it's just when they're getting them, I guess.
Yeah, Lady Bears have only got five. The Lady Bobcats have got six. Hasn't been a lot of shots.
There has. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears with it, working in the lane. Ball is knocked away from Skaggs, picked up by Corsi. Out to Curley, running the floor, stops, shoots. It won't bounce in. Rebound is tipped around. We get a held ball as Wade and Skaggs get tied up on the floor, and the possession belongs to the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 4:54 to go in the first half. We're going to get a timeout call. Timeout on the floor, taken by Mammoth Spring, 12-9. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. We're back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Back at the Mammoth Spring or the Thayer High School gym. That floor is so new, I didn't even recognize where I was.
Didn't know where you was at.
The Thayer High School gym, don't know how you can miss it, that great big T in the middle of the floor, folks. If you haven't seen the new floor, you got to get out to the gym and look at it. Thayer inbounds the basketball, now the timeout to Curley, where three-point shot is up and no good. And a rebound taken by Lauren Mitchell for Mammoth Spring. So the Lady Bears, chance to get back within one, maybe tie this game. Godwin with it, out between the circles, works it to the right side, down the corner to Graves, baseline now to Vangenhoven. Swings it way back out front and ends up in the hands of Lauren Skaggs at the top of the key. Over to Mitchell on the wing, going down the baseline, and now get to Mitchell cutting to the lane. She'll swing it on the right side to Godwin. Stepped away from the three, goes in the lane. Shot is blocked by Corsi, but we're going to get a foul on the floor. I think that'll be on Katie Wade of the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Yep, number 12. Katie Wade called the foul, her first. Fourth team foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Been a pretty clean first half.
It has.
Lady Bears will inbound it under the bucket to the right side of the glass with 4:20 to go in the half. Inbound the ball to Godwin. Tara will bring it out front. Member of that state champion relay team from Mammoth Spring Lady Bears a couple years ago.
So is Lauren.
Lauren Mitchell on the right side, got it. Gives it out to Skaggs on top. Now Graves and back over to Godwin. Godwin over to Skaggs, fake the three, and then travel with the basketball. Yep, shuffled her feet. Lauren Skaggs. Coach Small looks at her and says, go ahead and shoot that ball. Yeah.
Seven turnovers now on the Lady Bears.
Lady Bears have been a little bit reluctant a couple times, I thought, to shoot the basketball.
I think the length of the Lady Bobcats has bothered them a little bit. They've been a little hesitant.
Lady Bobcats with the basketball now, a three-point lead. Neither team has, Thayer scored a three. That's the only bucket so far in the second quarter. Thayer boxed the ball down inside to Corsi, back out to Pierce, straight on for three. That one's off the back iron, no good. Corsi down the rebound and is going to get fouled. It'll be a push. I think they're going to call this on Godwin. Vangenhoven was down on the floor, and they do call it on Tara Godwin, and that'll be number one on Tara's second team foul on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. So Thayer will inbound the ball down under the bucket along the baseline. They'll bring it in the corner to Curley, out to Pierce. Pierce back to Curley. Dumps it down to Corsi, short jumper. Off the front rim, no good. The rebound controlled by Lauren Mitchell for Mammoth Spring.
Lauren's fifth rebound.
And another shot that Corsi misses that she usually doesn't miss.
Right.
That's two short jumpers that didn't go down for her. She's usually deadly from there. Here's
nice
Mitchell
pass.
Gets a foul. A nice pass to Mitchell. She couldn't hit the shot and then going to commit the foul on the rebound. Rebound came down to Katie Wade after the short shot was missed by Mitchell. Katie Wade had it. Mitchell, out of frustration, reached out and fouled it. It's a hard thing to teach is not to try and get that ball back.
Once you miss that, you want to get it back.
Yeah. And it's not a good idea to do that because normally it's going to be a foul. So Thayer with the ball, still the three-point lead. 3:02 to go in the first half. We played 5 minutes in the quarter. Mammoth Spring has not scored. Here's a shot for Thayer. Good for Kelly Johnson. Kelly Johnson with a bucket. Her first 2 points coming in off the bench for Thayer in place of Journey Rowlett.
First substitution of the ball game.
Instant offense for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And Thayer with their biggest lead of the night at 14-9. Mammoth Spring working it out top. They'll swing it down in the corner to Lauren Mitchell. Mitchell baseline drive around the defense all the way to the bucket for the lay-in. That's a nice play. Lauren Mitchell with her first 2 points of the game for Mammoth Spring. Maybe that'll jumpstart the Lady Bear offense. Lauren had been shut out to that point in the ballgame. Thayer got the ball back. 2:21 to go in the half, leading by three. Curley with it out top. Gives it to Avery Pierce. Avery back over to Curley. Curley just holds it. Now goes to Callie Johnson. Johnson out front to Pierce. Pierce now going to Callie Johnson. Short jumper partially blocked. And we're going to get a foul on the rebound. It'll be on Corsi. Shelby
That's
Corsi just picked up her third foul. Going after a loose ball. They called her for the push. And Marissa Weber up off the bench quickly for Coach Cecil Myers, Thayer Lady Bobcats. So Shelby Corsi out of the ball game, in foul trouble with three. Marissa Weber will check in, play in the middle on that Thayer 2-3 defense. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears down by three with a basketball. They'll get it out to Vangenhoven, trying to lob it down to, oh, what a catch by Lauren Mitchell. First shot was blocked, second one is up and in. Lauren Mitchell starting to heat up here. She scored two straight buckets. And what a catch on that pass. I thought that ball was going out of bounds.
I did too.
Thayer Lady Bobcats with the ball. Mammoth Spring has picked up the intensity defensively. So the two buckets by Lauren Mitchell kind of ignited a fire under Mammoth Spring. And now they force Thayer to throw it away.
Just the third turnover on the Lady Bobcats.
And Mammoth Spring with a chance to retake the lead here. Minute 28 to go in the first half. So after not scoring for 5 minutes, the Lady Bears have run off four in a row. Had a chance now to take the lead. They're down by one. Out top, to the right side, it goes to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven dribbles through a double team and loses the basketball, picked up by Curley. She'll drive the floor, shoot. Oh, it wouldn't go down, but a foul as Maddie Curley was running up the floor. She gets fouled and will go to the line and shoot two. Foul is on number two, Chevelle Graves, and that'll be number two on Graves.
Well, Lady Bears can't afford to get in foul trouble. We talked about it. They don't have a lengthy bench here. If I say that, Tessa Smith going to check in.
First free throw from Maddie Curley is up and good. 6 points for Maddie tonight. She leads all scorers. She'll check into the game. Chevelle Graves will check out. So Tessa Smith, number 20, will check in for Coach Scott Small's Lady Bears. Second free throw is good for Curley. Curley with seven. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats are back up by three with a minute to go in the first half here in the championship game of the Thayer Winter Classic. Godwin out front gives to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven trying to go to the right side. Ball almost stolen by Curley. It looks like the Lady Bobcat defense is stepping it up a notch as well. Starting to get more energy in this game here. Both teams are starting to relax and get into a rhythm, I think. Lauren Mitchell on the right side. And for Mammoth Spring, it started with Lauren hitting that shot. Oh, she was open in the lane. They couldn't see her. Got the ball down to Vangenhoven on the baseline. She is tied up by Johnson. But the hell ball belongs to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. They'll maintain possession with 37 seconds to go in the first half.
It's good defense here by Callie, reaching in and tying up Vangenhoven.
Community First Banking Company halftime show coming up. Mammoth Spring inbounds the ball, tried to get it to Mitchell, knocked away, and Thayer's off on a run. Maddie Curley going to the bucket, lays it up, no good. Good defense there by Tara Godwin to stop that shot and not draw the foul. Godwin with the ball into the lane, puts it up, no. Rebound volleyed up and around, taken by Skaggs for Mammoth Spring. Lauren will bring it out front to Vangenhoven. Right side to Godwin. 14 seconds to play in the half. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears trying to get back to within one or tie it up if somebody hits one from downtown. Here's the give over to Skaggs. Skaggs right side to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven working against the defense. Throws up a shot at the buzzer. No good. And that's the end of our first half. Our score is 16-13. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a lead over the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears here in the championship game of the Thayer Winter Classic. We'll take a timeout. Back with your Community First Banking Company halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Imagine having your check deposited every month on time with no hassle and at no cost to you. Direct deposit with Community First puts your Social Security, retirement, or payroll check directly into any of your Community First accounts. It's just as safe and secure as if you made the deposit in person. Make things easy with direct deposit at Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First. Member FDIC.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentists, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Oh, welcome back to Thayer High School. At the half, the Thayer Lady Bobcats leading by 3-16-13 over the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears.
Yeah, feel good feeling here, Mike, to start the half. They put a minute 22 on the clock, 22 for number 22, for Megan Upton. Yep. Of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. And for a minute 22 seconds, Thayer Lady Bobcat cheerleaders collected money here in the crowd, and all the money's going to go to the Upton family, and I'm sure we'll get a total on that in just a little bit. But it looked to me like everybody in the house was giving something.
It looked pretty good. I mean, they brought the young lady that brought the one bag up here where we were. That bag
was
stuffed full.
It was stuffed full.
And it wasn't ones.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. And that's great to see. We thank all the fans that are here tonight for helping out with a very worthy cause. All right, 16-13, as Mike said, our halftime score, Thayer Lady Bobcats, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. And I think this one going just about like we would anticipate. Low scoring. Neither team really can afford to get any foul trouble. Now, we did in the final about 3 minutes. After Lauren Mitchell hit that shot for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, they kind of got a little energy in their defense. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats on the other end did the same thing. So this second half is going to be a good one, folks. You don't want to miss it. And, of course, it's for the championship of the 46th annual Thayer Winter Classic. We'll take a look at our first half scoring, and when we get back, we're going to take another break. We'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Knox Orthopedics should be your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons. Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced and trained orthopedists deal with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, they will deliver you from hurting to wellness. Let them help you return to productive, pain-free work, play, and enjoyment of life. Appointments available in Mountain Home, Harrison, and West Plains.
We can fix that. Check us out, Knox Orthopedics.
Every team knows that the two-point play can be a winning move. That's why I, State Farm agent Scott Cecil, and my team are here to help you go for two by combining your home and auto insurance. It's a great call that saves you time and money. So go for the win and score savings by combining your home and auto. It's just another way we're here to help life go right. Visit me, State Farm agent Scott Cecil, at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
At Ozarks Medical Center Rehabilitation, they take a team approach to meeting each patient's physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. They treat patients of all ages with locations in West Plains, Alton, Gainesville, Mountain Grove, Mountain View, Thayer, and Winona. When your physician recommends therapy, choose quality care that's never far from home. Choose OMC Rehabilitation. Call 417-257-5959 for more information.
I am Josh Drummond, physical therapist and athletic trainer and director of rehabilitation services, and I am OMC. What happened to paying one price and getting everything included? You buy an airline ticket and pay extra to bring a change of clothes, book a hotel room, and you're shelling out for Wi-Fi and overpriced bottled water. Really? Imagine my delight when I found out roadside assistance is now included with my Shelter Insurance auto policy. So if I get a flat tire and need a jump, I just call and they take care of me. There's no additional cost, but some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Back here at the Thayer High School, it's halftime of the championship game of the Thayer Winter Classic. Thayer Lady Bobcats, Mammoth Spring Lady Bears hooked up in a good one. 16-13 is our score at the half. Thayer with the lead. And Mike, not a whole lot of scoring. It is Maddie Curley leading both teams in scoring. She's got 7 for Thayer, 4 for Shelby Corsi before she went to the bench in foul trouble, and that is huge in this game. 3 points for Journey Rowland and Callie Johnson with 2. For the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, Tara Godwin and Lauren Mitchell each have 4. Shelby Vangenhoven with 3 and 2 for Chevelle Graves. Again, 16-13 is our halftime score. Both teams scored 9 points in the first quarter. Thayer outscored Mammoth Spring 7-4 in the second quarter. And rebounding, is pretty even, too.
It's pretty even. Mammoth caught up there in the second quarter. They've out-rebounded there 9-7. The big difference in this ball game, I think, so far has been the turnovers. Mammoth Spring has turned the ball over 9 times. Thayer's only turned it over 3 times.
Yeah, that's a huge difference. And, again, the score is 16-13. The Mammoth Spring Lady Bears trail the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Big crowd on hand. If you're in the area, come on out. Still plenty of time to enjoy the second half, and which is always the best half because that's when we find out who won.
That's right. That's where we see the end of the game.
And, of course, this is the championship game again of the Thayer Winter Classic hosted by Allen Supported Living LLC in Thayer. We're going to take another timeout. You're listening to the Community First Banking Company Halftime Show. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Imagine having your check deposited every month on time with no hassle and at no cost to you. Direct Deposit with Community First puts your Social Security, retirement, or payroll check directly into any of your Community First accounts. It's just as safe and secure as if you made the deposit in person. Make things easy with Direct Deposit at Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First. Member FDIC.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair. And they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. So their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist, Shelby, and the great staff, Debbie, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, they treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC. You and FNBC's mobile deposit, better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
About 5 minutes till we get things started here in the second half. I want to say thanks to your Thayer Lady Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the ball game tonight. They include Dr. Jacob Ekman at Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture in Thayer and West Plains, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Pump Service in Thayer, Alex and Kylie O'Neill, and the team at Remax Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. Harps Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer and Alton. And, of course, remember, you can hear every game we broadcast on K-Country 95 on our podcast brought to you by Harps Hometown Fresh Food Stores in Thayer and Alton. You'll find those on our webpage, the award-winning ecomnewsnetwork.com.
You know, we talked about the rebounds there in the first half, 9-7. Shelby Corsi, before she got in foul trouble, was leading the Lady Bobcats with 4 rebounds. Lauren Mitchell has 6 to lead the Lady Bears. So the two bigs for the teams of pretty well dominate the boards with their size.
Yeah, and I think, that's kind of the way this, game's going to go. The bigs are going to dominate, I think, on the inside. And it's, whoever can get the ball in the paint and whoever can stay on the floor the most,
right.
I think, you're going to have the advantage there. But
fouls may play a big part in who wins this.
Absolutely, a big part. And, of course, Shelby Corsi with three fouls in the first half. Really the only player in any serious foul trouble is Corsi with those three. Pierce and Wade each have one for Thayer. And for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears, two for Chevelle Graves, and then one apiece for Tara Godwin and Lauren Mitchell. So a very clean first half, which you might expect. Two teams, because of the short benches, and the Thayer Lady Bobcat bench got shorter last week when Kaylee Garrison went down with a knee injury. She tore her meniscus and her ACL. Had surgery this past Friday. Actually talked to Kaylee last night over Bakersfield. Says she's feeling good. Now just going to have to wait for the swelling to go down and then start to rehab. So, it'll be at least next season before she'll be ready to go again for the Thayer Lady Bobcats.
I hate to see that these young ladies have worked so hard to get to play and get out there and have an injury or something happen, like with Megan and talk about Kaylee. Yeah. And would love to see them be able to play the whole season without have to set out any.
But unfortunately, it's part of the game.
That's right.
And teams have to learn to move on. When I talked to Cecil Meyer last night over Bakersfield, he's like, well, it's just one of the things. Just next man up,
right.
Next man up. There's nothing you can do about it. You just have to play and move on. And I'm sure Coach Scott Small would be the same way about Megan Upton. You hate it and you wish it didn't happen. But you just got to move on. Somebody's got to step in and take her place.
That's right, and somebody did. I mean, the last couple of nights, the team has really shot the ball well and played good here in the first half. I mean, it's been a good ball game.
16-13, our score. Thayer leads Mammoth Spring by three. It's halftime, and we're going to take another break. We'll be back with your third quarter in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The school sports season is upon us, and Knox Orthopedics wishes all area athletes an injury-free season. But sometimes the unexpected occurs. The three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are ready to evaluate and treat your injuries to get you back on the road to recovery and doing what you love as soon as possible. See Knox Orthopedics at 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains.
We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Whether it's the heat of the preseason or the heart of the postseason, teams always get a little boost from playing at home. Speaking of a boost at home, State Farm can boost your savings when you combine your homeowner's insurance with your auto insurance. So score one for the home team. Talk to me, State Farm agent Scott Cecil, about big league savings with combining home and car coverage. Visit me at 151 East Walnut and Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Ozarks Medical Center Orthopedics brings all of OMC's orthopedic services under one roof. OMC orthopedic surgeons Dr. Jolly, Dr. Rushford, and Dr. Roeder specialize in sports injuries, hip replacements, hip, knee, shoulder, and hand surgeries, and total joint replacements. Podiatrist Dr. Goodman specializes in foot and ankle surgeries. If your doctor is recommending orthopedic care, choose OMC Orthopedics. For more information, call 417-256-1745.
In sports, success is measured in the number of points scored, in games won, and in championships earned. At Shelter Insurance, we measure success in the quality of our products and services, in our community support, and being there when you need us. In fact, 9 out of 10 people surveyed with a claim would recommend Shelter to a friend. Shelter Insurance. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Well, here we go. Second half just underway. Championship game of the Thayer Winter Classic. Thayer with a three-point lead. They open the second half with a basketball. Working on the perimeter right now. Avery Pierce has got it top of the key. Swings it around to the right side to Curley. Baseline Katie Wade. Trying to bounce one through the lane to Corsi. And getting back defensively, Tara Godwin to knock it away for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. That's a good play by Tara. She saw that play developing all the way.
That would have been an easy two if she hadn't.
Avery Pierce will inbound it for Thayer. Got Oda Corsi right under the bucket. Goes up with a shot. No, she's going to get fouled on the floor.
Chevelle Graves' third foul.
That's Chevelle Graves with her third. First player for Mammoth Spring with three. And she'll come out. Tessa Smith will check in. Chevelle Graves out with those three fouls. So Coach Small going to save her. Probably won't see her again until the fourth quarter.
Probably not.
Avery Pierce will inbound on the non-shooting foul. Brings in to Curley. High pass. She brings it down. Steps around the defense. Shoots a 12-footer. No good. And a rebound will be taken by Pierce, who had inside position. And a foul this time on Lauren Skaggs. Skaggs called for her first. That's good inside position by Avery Pierce. Smallest player on the floor. And drew the foul on the rebound. Thayer will inbound it. Got to Curley in the corner. He'll bring it out to the wing on the dribble. Looking low, nobody open. Kicks it out on top for Avery Pierce. And Thayer Lady Bobcats restart it from there. Penetrates into the free throw circle. Back outside to Rowland. They played just under a minute. Neither team has scored so far here in the third quarter. Bears had the ball the entire half. Pierce with it. Out on top. Gets tied up. And Oakshift barely got rid of it in five. And the pass is stolen by Skaggs. Skaggs over to Mitchell. Back outside to Smith. Tara, cross-court pass stolen by Curley. Curley off on the run. Spins into the lane. Lost the dribble. Kicks it up. Tries to pass it over to Corsi. Ball is deflected. Curley got it back and gets fouled on the floor.
Got a fortunate bounce there. She threw it. It was tipped by one of the Lady Bears and come right back to her.
Tara Godwin called for the foul. That'll be her second for Mammoth Spring. Non-shooting foul again. They're inbounds to Curley in the corner for three. It's up off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound comes right back to Curley. Takes it to the rack. Misses the layup. And the rebound controlled by Lauren Mitchell for Mammoth Spring. And here come the Lady Bears. Chance to get back to within one. So they held off the Lady Bobcats for a minute and a half on that first possession. Lady Bobcats come out of there with nothing but time run off the clock. Bears with it, working around the perimeter. Tessa Smith looking to the high post. Nobody open. Puts it on the dribble. Feeds it right side now to Godwin. Tara handles the ball most of the time for the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. A senior, good athlete, good player. Gives out to Mitchell. Mitchell now down in the corner. Bounces it down to Vangenhoven. Back out to Skaggs. Skaggs trying to get it to Vangenhoven. Ball deflected by Katie Wade out of bounds. 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Neither team has scored here in the first 2 minutes of the third period. Mammoth Spring will trigger it in along the baseline. Lauren Skaggs will trigger. He brings it way out front to Godwin. Godwin backs the defender down to the free throw line. Kicks it back out to Vangenhoven. Three-point shot is no good. And the rebound careens off the rim all the way over and out of bounds over on the side of the floor where the Mammoth Spring Lady Bear cheerleaders are stationed.
Team rebound for the Lady Bobcats.
Avery Pierce bringing the ball into the front court with 5:55 to go in the third. Thayer leading by three with the basketball. And again, neither team has scored so far here in the third quarter. Game's kind of opened up here in the second half like it opened in the first half. A lot of passing. Things really kind of slow. Not a whole lot of movement out there. Thayer will kick it out top for Curley. Back over to Pierce. Pierce right side to Katie Wade. She'll dump it outside to Corsi, who goes up with a shot. It's good.
Nice pass.
Shelby Corsi with the first 2 points of the second half. And she's got six now for the Thayer Lady Bobcat to get the lead back out to 5 points. Mammoth Spring with it. They bring it in the front court with Godwin. Takes it to the left side. Feeds it out top now to Vangenhoven. Gets it right back. Right side to Skaggs. Doubles to the top of the key. Hands it to Godwin. Mitchell rolling through the lane. Wasn't ready to receive a pass. The ball goes to Vangenhoven. Now to Tessa Smith. She'll go over to Skaggs. And the ball stolen by Rowland for Thayer. Journeys off on the fly up the left side. Backs it out. Waits for the offense. So Thayer with a 5-point lead in the ball. With under 5 minutes to go in the third. Curley. Outside, feeds over to Katie Wade. Wide open for the three. It's off the back of the rim. No good. Crashing the boards. Journey Rowland goes back up with a shot. No good, but she's fouled. And that'll be on Tessa Smith of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears.
Right now, the Lady Bobcats are dominating the backboard.
Well, I'm sure that's what Coach Meyer told them in halftime. We just got to crash the boards.
And they are doing it.
Crash the boards. Rowland at the free throw line will shoot two. First one is up, and it's good. Journey now with 4 points, half of them from the line. She is 2 for 2 from the free throw line so far.
That's the biggest lead of the ball game now, a 6-point Lady Bobcat lead.
Yeah, biggest lead by either team. And the second one is up and good. Making a 7-point lead for Thayer. It's 20-13. Lady Bobcats have outscored Mammoth Spring. 4-0 here in the third quarter. Lady Bears work it out on top. Down to the right wing goes Vangenhoven. Oh, now gets it into the lane. Shot is blocked by Corsi. Corsi down with the rebound, feeds it up the floor to Curley, who got behind the defense for the lay-in. Lady Bears got lost on defense, Mike.
They did. Coach Small is immediately calling a timeout.
Yeah, they lost Curley. She got wide open, and we've got a timeout on the floor. 4:24 to go in the third quarter. Thayer with their biggest lead of the night. They lead it 22-13. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Imagine having your check deposited every month on time with no hassle and at no cost to you. Direct deposit with Community First puts your Social Security, retirement, or payroll check directly into any of your Community First accounts. It's just as safe and secure as if you made the deposit in person. Make things easy with direct deposit at Community First.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
And we're back after the timeout. Fair Lady Bobcats have retaken the floor. Mammoth Springs still on the side. 4:24 to go in the third quarter. Thayer's opened up a 9-point lead, 22-13. They have outscored the Lady Bears here 2-4, 6-0, Mike. On that last play, they just lost track of Maddie Curley. She was wide open under
the
basket.
Nobody anywhere near her when she shot that layup.
Thayer back on the defense in the 2-3 zone. Mammoth Springs will bring it up the floor. And another good timeout by Coach Small. Kind of settle this team down. They seem to be getting a little bit frazzled.
Yeah, I think they probably need to get the ball in the hands of Mitchell and try to get her something going.
He's got it now. The free throw circle gives it up on the right side to Skaggs. Back out front. And around to Godwin. Godwin down to Mitchell in the corner. Not sure they want her with it out there. She throws it cross court and over the head of Lauren Skaggs and out of bounds.
That is the 12th turnover now on the Lady Bears.
Yeah, I'm not sure they wanted Mitchell. I know they want her to have the ball. And she's going to have to bring her A game, but I don't know if she wanted it 18 feet from the bucket.
Right.
And here Vangenhoven will come out as Chevelle Graves back in. Chevelle will be playing now with those three fouls.
Right. Of course, he's been playing the entire second half with three fouls.
Fair Lady Bobcats with a 9-point lead in the ball. Under 4 minutes to go in the third. Roland gives it to Katie Wade. Back out to Roland. She'll fire the three, and it's off the back rim. No good. Curley went and got the rebound and gets fouled.
Smith, I believe.
Looks like Tessa Smith, number 20, going to be called for the foul, going after the rebound. So for Smith, that'll be her
second
foul. Two fouls on Smith here in the second half. Theron bounced the ball. Curley wide open out of the corner. Shot no good. Rebound comes off to Roland. Roland right side to Curley. She'll fire another one. That one's good. Maddie Curley with a three-pointer, her second one of the night. She's got 12 points to lead all scorers to the Fair Lady Bobcats. Now lead it by 12, 25-13. Mammoth Spring with the ball in the corner. Driving to the bucket, Lauren Mitchell going to get fouled on the drive. They'll wave off. Well, she missed the shot. Yeah. They'll wave it off. Wouldn't have counted anyway. Yeah, looks like number 12, Katie Wade called for the foul, will be her second. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will trigger it in here. Lauren Skaggs. Lauren Mitchell couldn't hit the shot from point blank and a rebound by Shelby Corsi. Corsi up the floor to Curley. Curley around the defense, fires it up. Off the rim, no good. And rebound comes off to Tara Godwin from Mammoth Spring. Godwin pushes it up the floor. Intensity of the game picking up. So is the pace. Here's Godwin going to the hole, going up with a shot. It's blocked, but a foul will be called on Maddie Curley of the Fair Lady Bobcats. That'll be foul number one on Maddie Curley, and that is team foul number two on the Fair Lady Bobcats here in the second half. Mammoth Springs being called for five. And Godwin at the free throw line. First one is up and good. Tara Godwin breaks a long, long string of no points for Mammoth Springs. 5 minutes off the game clock without a point before that one by Godwin. Another one is up. He rattles it home. Tara Godwin's got six. And the Fair Lady Bobcat lead is back to 10 with 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Mammoth Springs still playing that 3-2 zone. And here's a steal by Mitchell. Mitchell will drive for the layup. It's good. Lauren Mitchell, her first bucket of the second half. She's got six in the game. Fair Lady Bobcats just didn't take care of the ball very well that time. Avery Pierce with it out front, gives over to Curley. Curley dumps it over to Roland. Way out near the sideline, standing right in front of Coach Meyer. He's directing traffic, gives it over to Curley. Curley back to Roland. Roland looking inside, nobody open. Now they'll go to Avery Pierce. Avery going to Roland, cutting in the lane. She traveled. Yep. There's a travel on Journey Roland. So Lady Bobcats will turn it over with 2:27 to go. Mammoth Spring down eight with a chance to make it a 6-point game again with a bucket. They bring it into the front court. Godwin surveys the situation from the top of the key. Feeds over to Tessa Smith. Back to Godwin. Skip pass goes in the corner to Graves. Back out to Godwin. Godwin, crossover dribble, working on Curley. Takes her into the lane. Shot blocked by Corsi. Rebound taken by Curley for Thayer and the Lady Bobcats. Won't get any hurry here. 2 minutes to go in the third. Avery Pierce with it right side. Feeds over to Roland. Now on the baseline for Katie Wade. She tries to bounce it through the lane. The ball is intercepted by Tara Godwin. Tara, long pass down the floor, taken by Mitchell. She has to come out to the wing to gain control and then travel with the basketball. She changed her pivot feet.
Changed pivot feet there.
Not Thayer Lady Bobcats with a substitution now. Katie Wade will check out of the game. Callie Johnson will check in for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Tara's figured out that little bounce pass into the middle off that triangle, and she's intercepted it twice. We'll see if Thayer does something different here. Minute 43 to go in the third quarter. Thayer by 8 with the basketball. Avery Pierce comes to midcourt, gets double-teamed, got rid of it. Down to Curley. Curley curls into the lane, feeds it back out to Corsi. Corsi trying to drive the baseline. She's going to get held by Lauren Skaggs. Skaggs called for her second foul of the night. So now Skaggs, Smith, and Godwin all with two fouls.
That's the sixth foul on the team. The next will be the 1-1.
It'll be a long night of 1-1 for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Now Vangenhoven checking into the game. Lauren Skaggs, nope. Who's going to come out? Yeah,
Chevelle
Graves will come out. But Graves will go back to the bench with those three fouls. Try to save those for the fourth quarter. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears on defense. Thayer inbounds the ball. Got it to Corsi. Misses the 12-footer. And a rebound taken by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Down by 8. Chance to get back to within 6 here. Godwin brings in the front court with a minute 19 to go. Working on the right side of the floor. Right side of the Lady Bobcat defense. Gives the ball up for Skaggs. Skaggs will take it out to the top of the key. Swing it left side to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven going in the middle to Mitchell. Down the right side of the lane. Lost the handle. And we're going to get a foul called on the Thayer Lady Bobcats.
Roland, isn't it?
I think it is. Yeah, number 24. Yep, Roland called for the foul. That'll be her first of the night. And team foul number 3 on Thayer. Mammoth Spring inbounds the ball out to Vangenhoven. Shelby, no look pass in the middle. Tried to get it to Mitchell. The ball's taken away by Avery Pierce. That was a nice idea on the pass, but Pierce just made a better defensive play. Rebound to Thayer. Lady Bobcats with it in the front court. Pierce. Oh, she traveled. Yep. I didn't think they were going to catch it for a minute.
Kind of a late whistle, but they did call it.
Avery Pierce will turn it over. Faked left and then passed it right. Took an extra step.
Both teams have turned the ball over a lot here in this third quarter.
Now we're down to 40 seconds to play in the third. Thayer with an 8-point lead. Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Lady Bears would sure like to get a bucket here. Tessa Smith with it on the left side. Holds it high. Puts it on the floor one time. Gives to Godwin with 29 seconds. Back over to Vangenhoven. To Mitchell at the high post. Outside to Skaggs. Gets it to the free throw line. Pass in the middle. Is going to be blocked. And we're going to get a held ball. And the possession belongs to the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Lauren Mitchell and Shelby Corsi. Two of the better players in the area. Hooking up and getting down on the floor after the basketball.
Good effort by both teams.
That's why they're two of the better players in the area.
That kind of effort.
Mammoth Spring Lady Bears will inbound it on the far side. Going to Mitchell in the lane. What a pass. Mitchell up with a left-hand shot. No good. Rebound is off the hands of Mammoth Spring out of bounds. And boy, I thought Mitchell might have got called for a foul there.
Yeah, she slapped at the ball, but I believe she got most of the ball and knocked it out of bounds.
Thayer's got it back. 11 seconds to go in the third quarter. Lady Bobcats hold it out front. Give it to Curley now with 7 seconds. Maddie working against Lauren Mitchell. Takes it to the top of the key. Dumps it off to Curley. Of course, he's up with a shot. It's good at the buzzer. Shelby Corsi with the 2 at the buzzer. The Thayer Lady Bobcats are back up by 10. 27-17 our score as we head to the fourth quarter. Thayer with the lead in the championship game of the Thayer Lady Cats Winter Classic. We'll take a timeout. Back with our fourth quarter in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Charlotte Allen with Allen Supported Living has worked with children and adults with developmental disabilities since 1992. They provide individualized support living services, personal assistance, respite, and community integration services in Thayer, Alton, West Plains, Donovan, and the area. If you have questions, call Charlotte. They'll be happy to help link you with the services and resources available. Call Allen Supported Living at 417-264-7203. And go Bobcats!
When life gets busy, which, let's be honest, when isn't it? Getting by the bank before it closes can be tough. Did you know FNBC offers mobile deposit, making it quicker and easier to deposit checks? That's right. Simply snap a picture of a check anytime, anywhere, and deposit it directly into your FNBC account through our mobile banking app. It's just another way we prove the value of a banking partnership with FNBC.
You and FNBC's mobile deposit better together.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
And back after the timeout, we're headed to the fourth quarter. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a 10-point lead over the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears and the basketball to open up the fourth quarter. Lady Bobcats with the starters on the floor with the exception of Callie Johnson in place of Katie Wade. Johnson's got it now, top of the key, got tied up, but got rid of the ball. Got it over to Curley. Curley driving down to the baseline, feeds it back out, and ends up in the hands of Corsi at the top of the key. Down to Curley, 15-footer is up, bounces off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound, Callie Johnson to Corsi from the free throw line. She misses that one, and Lauren Mitchell clears the boards for Mammoth Spring. We're getting a whistle and a foul on the Thayer Lady Bobcats. That may have been Journey Rowland.
For Lauren Mitchell, that is her ninth rebound.
Callie Johnson actually called for the foul, that to her first. Yeah, Lady Bobcats got a couple of cracks at it there. And finally, Lauren Mitchell said enough. Yep. Enough. She went up and got it. Cleared it out. Got fouled on the rebound. So Mammoth Spring with the basketball. Down by 10, needing a bucket. Ball goes on the left side to Chevelle Graves. Over to Mitchell. Now to Godwin. Godwin steps inside the defense with a dribble. Gives it up to Vangenhoven and gets it right back. Back to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven looking over at Skaggs. Skaggs now to Graves, bounces it down to Mitchell on the baseline, takes one step toward the bucket, shoots no good, rebound, Shelby Corsi. Here come the Lady Bobcats. Corsi on the dribble drive, pulls up on the wing, feeds it out to Curley. Curley to the Lady Bobcats. Oh, they got it to Rowland. She shakes the defense and scores.
Lady Bears gambled defensively there, tried to make the steal and left the basket wide open.
And Journey Rowland looks like may have twisted an ankle. Yeah, she comes off the floor and limping a little bit. Katie Wade's going to go in the game in her place. But Journey Rowland with 7 points for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. And she's trying to walk it off down there.
Back out to a 12-point lead.
Biggest lead of the night for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. Mammoth Spring with the basketball needing a bucket. Here is Graves for three. That one's off the rim, no good. Rebound, volleyed around and controlled by Katie Wade for Thayer. Katie leads the charge up the floor. Now to Kersey up the left sideline. Over to Wade. Now Pierce. Pierce looking to get it to Corsi, couldn't, puts it on the dribble, now pulls up the dribble, gives in the corner, goes to the bucket. We're going to get a whistle and a foul. No, we got a timeout. Coach Cecil Meyer going to call timeout for the Thayer Lady Bobcats. 29-17 Thayer with the lead over Mammoth Spring. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
At Knox Orthopedics, we put you first. We know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. Hi, this is Dr. Knox. Myself, along with Dr. Rawls and McConnell, make it our priority to see you as soon as possible. You will find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well at Knox Orthopedic. See us at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check us out, KnoxOrthopedics.com.
And back after the timeout, Thayer Lady Bobcats called that one. Coach Meyer wanted to get things readjusted offensively by his team. Not liking a couple of things he'd seen there. Thayer with a 12-point lead, 6:16 to go in the ball game. Lady Bobcats and Mammoth Spring Lady Bears were tied at the end of one. Thayer with a 3-point lead after two, a 10-point lead at the half, and they lead it by 12 now. Thayer will inbound the ball, and it's going to be tipped by the defense. And
Lord
Thayer
Mitchell
will inbound it again. Ball comes into the backcourt to Mandy Curley. Brings it across the timeline. Feeds it right side to Katie Wade. Wade trying to go into the middle to Curley. Defense was all over that, and they knock it out of bounds.
Yeah, very fortunate there. The Lady Bears didn't get a steal. Yeah.
If there just would have been one of them, they might have stolen it. But
two of them going for it kind of
knocked it out of bounds. So Thayer will inbound it here. Avery Pierce wanted to go into the middle for Corsi. She wasn't open. Pierce gets it back from Curley. Feeds it out to Katie Wade. Wade over to Corsi on the right side. Shelby out top to Curley. Now left side, Avery Pierce takes it down to the baseline, going all the way to bucket. Her shot is blocked by Mitchell, and Lauren comes down with the loose ball. Mammoth Spring with the ball back. And again, needing the bucket. They have not scored here in the fourth quarter. We're down to 5:40 to go. Mitchell, top of the key, penetrates into the lane, pulls up with a short running jumper. No good. Rebound is off the hands of the Thayer Lady Bobcats and out of bounds.
Kind of the way the Lady Bears started that third quarter. They didn't score. I mean, Lady Bobcats scored the first 6 points.
Trying to inbound it now. They get in the corner to Chevelle Graves. Graves going up with a shot. Blocked by Callie Johnson. Tara Godwin jumps on the loose ball for Mammoth Spring. So Thayer Lady Bobcats with a bunch of blocked shots tonight.
They do have a bunch.
Mammoth Spring with it. There's Tara Godwin going to the bucket. Puts it up and in off the window. Ho, ho.
That was a nice little sidestep.
Nice sidestep. And spins it in off the glass. And Mammoth Spring back to within 10 here. Lady Bears coming with a half-court trap or a three-quarter court trap. Bayer gets it double across dribble. The tie. Oh, double dribble on Maddie Curley. Yep. Knocked it to the floor with one hand, grabbed it, with and then two. Put it back on the floor. Oh, double or the double dribble called on Maddie Curley. So Mammoth Spring now with a chance to get the lead back down to single digits. 5 minutes to go on the game, folks. Don't go anywhere. This one is far from over. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears out front. Kick it around to Godwin on the left side wing. Gives it out top for Gangenhoven. Quick trigger on a three, but a whistle and a three-second call on the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. Boy, that's tough.
That is a tough call.
Tough call. Got to get out of that lane. And again, Mammoth Spring with a full court pressure here. Thayer will inbound it. Callie Johnson will trigger into Maddie Curley. Curley on the dribble. Double team comes to it. It's taken away by Mitchell. Then Curley got it back, and Mitchell gets a hold of it, and the Lady Bears get a timeout. Coach Meyer not liking that call. He thought there should have been a travel, but I don't think in this situation they're going to call that travel. Timeout call by the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears. They're down 10. It'll be their basketball when we come back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Scott Cecil focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Scott Cecil in Thayer or Donovan.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Well, back after the timeout, Mike, the action's picking up here.
Yeah, Lady Bears feel a little bit of desperation, down 10 with 4:49 to play.
Still plenty of time. It'll be Lady Bear basketball on the sideline. Shelby Vangenhoven will trigger it in with 4:49 to go in the game. Championship game of the Thayer Winter Classic. Mammoth Spring inbounds it to Tara Godwin. Godwin made a beautiful move to the bucket for two just a moment ago. She's got it back on the way. She'll fire a three, and it's good.
The senior stepping up.
Tara Godwin with her second three-pointer of the night. That makes it a seven-point game. Thayer within the backcourt. Curley over to Pierce. Oh, and Avery travel with the basketball.
The pressure of bothering the Lady Bobcats a little bit.
Well, that time Avery was in the wide open, but she didn't know whether to keep dribbling or to pass it.
She started to pass, and someone stepped in the passing lane about the time she got ready to throw it.
Little indecision, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats making a substitution here as Journey Rowland checks back in. Looks like got a little tape on that ankle. She's going to be just fine. Katie Wade will come off. Mammoth Spring with it, down by seven. A 12-point game a couple of minutes ago. Lady Bears working to the right side. Got it to Vangenhoven in the corner. Out to Godwin. To the free throw line. Trying to bounce it down to the inside. Ball is deflected and picked up by Chevelle Graves. Graves to Godwin. Back to Graves. Now Vangenhoven on top. Over to Lauren Mitchell on the left side. Mitchell going to Godwin. Godwin right side wing. Gives it in the corner to Vangenhoven. She makes the move toward the bucket. Kicks it back out front. Gives it to Lauren Skaggs. Lauren down to Godwin. Godwin going into the lane. She traveled. Yep. There's the 6-2. Yep. The 6-2 of Shelby Corsi. Because I think Tara wanted to shoot that shot.
Yeah.
And then she tried to stop.
Tried to give a little fake and hope that she'd get Corsi off her feet. But
didn't happen.
Shelby did a good job.
Thayer breaks the full court pressure this time. Got it to Corsi. To Avery Pierce. Back to Rowland trailing the play. Her shot is up. No good. Rebound controlled by Lauren Mitchell.
That's her 10th rebound.
Mitchell in double figures, rebounds, and she's got 6 points on the offensive end. Here's Godwin. Godwin out to Graves, around to Skaggs. Skaggs down to Mitchell. Lauren gives it. Oh, tried to drop it back in the corner, and it goes out of bounds a little bit behind Vangenhoven.
That is the 15th turnover on the Lady Bears.
Thayer will inbound it here in the backcourt, and again, Mammoth Spring in the full court pressure. And Curley got up across the timeline on the dribble, gives to Corsi, dumps it down inside to Callie Johnson, who scores.
Beautiful pass from Corsi.
4 points for Callie Johnson off the Lady Bobcat bench, and that is huge in this game. 3 minutes to go. Thayer back up by a 31-22 score. Mammoth Spring gets the ball down to Lauren Mitchell. She goes down the left side of the lane and scores. Mitchell with eight. looking for a double-double here tonight. Thayer will inbound the ball, and Mammoth Spring pulls off the four-court pressure. And the give down inside for Thayer to Pierce. Back out to Roland. Now Callie Johnson for three. That one, oh, just missed it off the rim. Rebound tipped out to Pierce. She goes back up and puts it in for Thayer. Lady Bobcats get the bucket by Avery Pierce. And back up by 9, 33-24. Mammoth Spring with the ball. From the high post to Mitchell. Down the right side of the lane through a double team. Is going to get fouled. And that foul is going to be on Shelby Corsi. And will be her fourth of the game. So Corsi picks up the fourth foul with 2:22 to play.
She played, what, 8 minutes in the third quarter? Another almost six here, so 14 yeah. minutes with three fouls.
Yeah, before picking up that one, and quite a bit of the second quarter. And here's the free throw for Mitchell is good. Lauren now with 9 points on the line. Five in this quarter. Tara Godwin has scored eight in this quarter for Mammoth Spring. Or in this half, I should say. Not this quarter, but this half. And Mitchell now with a double-double. She's got 10 points to go with that.
10 rebounds.
10 rebounds.
Yep.
Fair Lady Bobcats with a 7-point lead and the ball. 2:16 to go. Avery Pierce out top. Bounces it to Curley. Curley had to go off her leg and ran it down out by midcourt. Got it back to Pierce. Pierce penetrates inside the 3-point arch. Got it down to Corsi. Out to Johnson for three. That one's off the back iron, no good. Rebound is going to be a foul. I think they may have gotten one of the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears.
Shelby
they do.
Vangenhoven, I believe.
Vangenhoven called for the foul. And that'll be team foul number seven. That will put Journey Rowland at the free throw line to shoot the 1-1 for the Fair Lady Bobcats. So Fair shooting the 1-1 for the final minute 58. First one by Journey Rowland's off the front rim. Didn't hit the rim. That is very uncharacteristic of Journey Rowland. Usually a very good free throw shooter.
Lady Bears.
The pressure of tournament championship games.
Lady Bears needed that. I mean, down seven with a minute 58 to play, and they're letting the ball roll up the floor here trying to save some clock.
All the way to midcourt. Minute 55 to go as they get into the half-court set. Got it out to Skaggs. Skaggs over to Tara Godwin. Out to Chevelle Graves. Graves on the dribble. Feeds around left side to Vangenhoven, fakes the three, goes to the baseline, stops, shoots, and scores. Vangenhoven with her fifth point of the game, and back to the full court pressure from Mammoth Spring. Lady Bears, or Lady Bobcats with it in the backcourt. Feed it cross court to Johnson, up to Curley, and Thayer breaks it across inside of 10 seconds. Curley with it now out front, going to be fouled by Lauren Mitchell.
Lauren a little too aggressive there.
That's only her second foul. So she can afford to take another chance or two.
Yeah.
With a minute 25 to go in the game, and her team is down by five. 33-28 our score. Fair Lady Bobcats with the lead. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears trying to come back. Thayer shooting free throws when we get back after this timeout. You're listening to the championship game of the Thayer Winter Classic. We'll be back in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you need medical attention, know that Dr. Melissa Wright, nurse practitioner, Sheila Marler, at Ozarks Medical Center Thayer Mammoth Spring Clinic are here for you with top quality, compassionate care. They offer family medicine for all ages in their state-of-the-art facility located at the corner of Nettleton and Highway 63. Arkansas patients can also make an appointment at their second location at 260 Main Street in Mammoth Spring. Call 417-264-7136 for an appointment.
Lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance is now included with your auto policy. So if your car leaves you stranded, just call and we'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. Find an agent at shelterinsurance.com. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Some restrictions apply.
See me, Andrew Ekman, at 1222 Missouri Avenue in West Plains for a free insurance review.
Maddie Curley at the free throw line for the Fair Lady Bobcats. Front into the 1-1. It is good. Maddie Curley now with 13 points for the Fair Lady Bobcats. The Mike has been a pretty quiet 13.
Yep.
And she actually leads all scorers in the game.
Stretched it back out to a 6-point lead.
And second one is no good. Rebound gets on the floor. Ball rolls out to Tara Godwin from Mammoth Spring. Godwin up the floor. Got it in the corner to Skaggs. Her shot is up off the rim. No good. And Corsi down with the rebound for Thayer. Lady Bobcats with the ball in the 6-point lead. Curley is going to get fouled as she crosses midcourt.
Tara Godwin, her third.
Yeah, Tara Godwin, number 11, called for the reach-in. That'll send Maddie Curley back to the free throw line with a minute 10 to play.
1-1 here. The next foul will be the double bonus.
Curley is shooting for her 14th point of the night. She got the game high. This one is up. It is good. Curley with 14. 1, 2, 3, 4 for 5 from the free throw line tonight. She will attempt another one, looking for her 15th point. Shot is up, and it's good. And it makes it a 36-28 lead. Fair Lady Bobcats by 8 with a minute 10 to play in the game. We're going to, a foul in the backcourt on Avery Pierce.
Well, they had one to give, so that's not too bad.
Yeah, not too bad. Avery Pierce is going to be called for a foul. Mammoth Spring had rolled the ball, trying to save time and get up the court, and Pierce tried to sneak in there and pick it up, and got called for a foul.
Over here by Coach Meyer and kind of comes sneaking across the half court.
So Mammoth Spring with the ball down by 8. Got to hurry. We're down to 1 minute to play in the ballgame. They got it down low to Skaggs in the corner to Vangenhoven for 3. That one's off the front rim, no good. And Avery Pierce got the rebound. And then Avery gets tackled by Lauren Mitchell. That looked like Jace Havens delivering a hit from safety out there for the Thayer Bobcat football team.
For Lauren, that's her third. That's the 10th foul on the Lady Bears, so it'll be 2 for Avery Pierce.
2 shots for Avery. Avery with 2 points in the ballgame. They came here in the second half. And we're down to 55 seconds to play in the ballgame.
Stretch this back out to a double-digit lead with a couple here.
And the first one is up. Bounces off the back iron. No good. Avery will set to shoot another. Bounces it 3 times, puts it up with the right hand. That one is good. Avery Pierce with 3, and the Fair Lady Bobcats lead it now by 9. Mammoth Spring needs some points in a hurry. Down to 54.9 seconds to go. Godwin picks up the ball as it rolls across the half-court line. Working outside. Got it over to Vangenhoven. Vangenhoven trying to bounce it down inside. Stolen by Kersey. Kersey. On the drive, got it up the floor to Avery Pierce. She goes to the bucket and gets fouled, and that'll be on Chevelle Graves.
Her fourth.
It's all Chevelle could do, though, Mike. You just can't give them a wide-open layup. You got to go back and make them shoot free throws.
Make them earn it at the line. Yeah, exactly. 9-point lead with 43 seconds left.
Avery Pierce at the line will shoot 2. Hit 1 out of 2 a moment ago. This one is up and no good. Our game tonight brought to you in part by FNBC Community Bankers, Ozarka College, Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, and Allen Supported Living, who presents this tournament every year. Second free throw is good for Avery Pierce. 4 points now on Avery. She's back there playing backcourt pressure. And Mammoth Spring going up into the lane. Shot is up by Godwin. No good. Mitchell down with a rebound. Shelby Corsi just now making her way down the floor. She took a shot to the side of the head.
Side of the head, exactly. She is holding the side of her head.
And they're going to send her over to talk to coach there. I mean, she took a blow to the side of the head battling for that rebound. Foul on the play, by the way, on the other end on number 10, Callie Johnson for Thayer. And let's see, it'll have been Lauren Mitchell going to the free throw line. Corsi says she's all right. She's going to stay in there. So Lauren Mitchell at the line with 35 seconds left. Her team down by 10. These are big free throws. Anytime you can score without that clock running, you better take advantage of it. And Mitchell now with 11 points.
And 11 rebounds.
So a double-double for Lauren Mitchell tonight. Coming off a 33-point game last night. Mitchell and Godwin each have 11 for Mammoth Spring. And there's another shot that's good. 12 for Mitchell. 8-point game, 35 seconds to go. Thayer inbounds the ball to Corsi. She gets it up the floor, looking to go to the bucket, feeds it over to Avery Pierce. She misses the layup, but she's fouled. That'll be on Lauren Mitchell. And Mitchell picks up her 4th foul. It comes with 30 seconds to play. Good play by the Fair Lady Bobcats on the inbound. They saw Corsi way back at midcourt. Got the ball in, and a 2-on-1 situation. All Mitchell could do was commit the foul. Avery Pierce at the line to shoot 2. First one is good.
That's a couple of times tonight. I've been impressed with Corsi handling the ball and finding the open teammate.
She is a good ball handler, especially for a 6'2".
Yeah.
Second free throw for Avery Pierce after she hit the first one. Looking for her 6th point of the game. It's no good. Rebound Mitchell. Got it out to Godwin. 28 seconds to go. Mammoth Spring down by 9. Godwin with it. Got over to Graves. Graves making a baseline move. Gets it back out front for Vangenhoven. Her pass is stolen by Curley. Maddie will drive for the uncontested layup, and that's the game, folks. Maddie Curley with the uncontested layup, and Thayer up by 11, 6 seconds to go. Godwin with a long three. It's good, but it's going to be too little too late as the buzzer sounds, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats with the win, 41-33 here in the Thayer Winter Classic Championship game.